The House will be in order.
This is Capitol Report. News and views from Washington House Republicans. And now from Olympia.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, the Republicans of caucus.
Welcome to Capitol Report. I'm John Satgast. My guest is 9th District State Representative Joe Schmick from Colfax. Thanks for being with us on our program.
I am so glad to be here, John. Thank you for having me.
Well, we're glad to have you, Joe. We're about halfway through the 105-day legislative session, so give folks back home a quick rundown of some of the larger issues that we're dealing with right now.
Well, it's pretty clear that the majority party is not interested in any meaningful broad-based tax relief. Folks are just struggling. Inflation, high food costs, fuel prices, really putting a strain on family budgets. The legislature could bring some relief by using our budget surplus for tax relief, but that's not going to happen. They're also not interested in emergency powers reform. Our governor is the last one in the nation to give up his emergency powers after COVID. My fear is that we're just going to forget about it and that we'll all just go back to normal until the next emergency hits us and the governor will have his powers just like a dictator again. And we've talked a lot about the long-term care program and the payroll tax. And again, the Democrats are just not interested in reforming it or even making it better. And they're not interested in canceling it. So public is left with a poor plan that's expensive and it costs too much and delivers very minimal in long-term care supports.
What about the police pursuit issue?
It did pass committee, but it's really watered down. It only allows police pursuits for probable cause for violent crime. There's about five of them. And so the law enforcement officer is going to have to derive if that falls into one of those five before he can even pursue the perpetrator. So law enforcement still won't be able to do the job we need them to do. The bill sunsets in July of 2025. So we're going to be right back here again trying to find a solution.
There's been some bipartisan work on key issues.
There has been, as we've worked together on voluntary salmon recovery or the riparian habitat bill. Is it perfect? No. And nobody got everything they wanted, but it's a pretty good bill. Transportation and capital budget, we're working together on that. And there's still a lot of bipartisan work on helping us improve our workforce and hopefully streamline the bureaucracy on people being able to get licensed.
Still a lot of work left to do. Representative Joe Schmick, thanks for being with us on Capitol Report, and we want to thank our listeners for being here with us on the program.
In Olympia, this has been Capitol Report from Washington House Republicans. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. For more information, go to houserepublicans.wa.gov.
The House is now adjourned.